views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning or afternoon or evening or whatever time it is where you are. It's morning where I am. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Scarlett Lewis about her book, Nurturing Healing Love, A Mother's Journey of Hope and Forgiveness. Later in the show, Scarlett will be giving away a free copy of the book, as well as a copy of a children's book that she's written called Roses Foal. So be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, as we always do, I want to start with our healing meditation. And today we're going to do a meditation where we're going to send love and healing to anyone who has lost a loved one to violence. And we want to send them help to find hope and forgiveness and really heal that scar that they have. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release. And thank you for joining us in that. Well, I want to share with you just briefly something that happened with me last week when I was with my Body Talk practitioner. You've heard me talk about her in the past in some of my ahas during my sessions with Body Talk. And last week, very early into the session, she said to me, "What do you want to give yourself permission for?" And I immediately knew, usually I have no idea what I want to give myself permission for, but what I wanted to give myself permission for was to not know, to not have to know. And it has been really liberating to embrace not knowing. Later in the show, during this week's light bulb moment, I'm going to be sharing with you more about what I realized about the power of not knowing and ways that you can shift to that mindset as well. So stay tuned for the light bulb moment towards the end of the show. But let's go ahead and get started with today's guest. On December 14th, 2012, Scarlett Lewis experienced something that no parent should ever have to endure. She lost her son, Jesse, in an act of unimaginable violence in the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Since then, she's been on a journey of hope and forgiveness, inspired by three words her six-year-old son wrote on her kitchen chalkboard shortly before he died: nurturing, healing, love. Scarlett Lewis is a mother, an artist, an avid horsewoman, and a new activist for peace. She's the founder of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation, created in honor of her son. And Scarlett lives with her family on a farm in Newtown, Connecticut. Let's welcome Scarlett Lewis to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Scarlett.
Hi, Laura. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I'm so excited to have you here. Your story really resonated for me, and I just want to spread the word, and not only about the foundation you've created, but also about your own process as it brings hope to other people who are struggling too. And with that in mind, where I really want to start with is, you know, it's only been a little over a year since this happened, and how are you doing?
I'm doing probably better than can be expected for what I went through. And I credit that to my decision early on to forgive the man who killed Jesse and my continued practice of gratitude and compassion and especially service to others.
And at the same time, I know because we spoke last week that you still are in the midst of a grieving process.
Absolutely. I think that grieving never ends. I mean, I miss Jesse every day, and every day I find a time for myself when I can grieve. Sometimes I visit his gravesite, and I sit on a bench and just have special time with him, or I think and pray and really grieve and cry. And then for the rest of the day, I'm really focused on spreading Jesse's message of nurturing, healing, love. And I think being in service to others and knowing my purpose has really helped me find joy in my life.
And I think that that is such a great message for people to hear. And I also want people to hear, coupled with that, that you are still grieving, that it wasn't like a magic pill, that once you understood kind of the meaning around the event, that now all of a sudden you were fine, that they go hand in hand, that they're not mutually exclusive, that you can be grieving while you're doing this.
Right. I call it the dichotomy of my life now. You know, just the richness and beauty of the miracles that Jesse has given us before and after, the joy that my work in the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation has brought me, the love that I get back from being in service to others, so much more than seemingly I give out. But at the same time, I am grieving, and I miss my precious little six-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm a single mom and with my two boys, and they were my life. And all of a sudden, one day, you know, this precious little life was gone. And I'm not sure I will ever get used to that.
And, you know, and I have to say, I'm a mom, too. My little boy is now 17. But, you know, I can think about when he was Jesse's age, and it's hard for me to even begin to imagine what that would be like. And, you know, I really am so grateful that you have been able to find the purpose in it that does lead to having the hope and having the joy even while you're grieving.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find that, and there is an equation, I believe, that JT and I have found through various sources. And I think if I could boil my whole experience down to one word, it would be choice. You know, choice, because you can't always choose what happens to you, but
right,
you can always choose your reaction to it. And there is meaning in all suffering. Anything that you go through in life, and if you can pick it apart and find a purpose in that, I think that that leads to healing and definitely joyful moments.
Yes. And I know that you definitely believe that Jesse's life had a purpose, that he was here for what he experienced and what he brought to that final moment. And also that your purpose is intertwined with that.
Absolutely. So that day, as the gunman entered Jesse's room and continued his killing spree, he shot Jesse's beloved teacher, who was standing very close to him, and his gun ran out of bullets. And during the just few seconds that it took him to change his clip, Jesse used those few moments to yell out to his friends who were standing on the other side of the room, and he yelled for them to run. And they said that it is because he yelled to run that they ran, and 9 lives were saved. And then the shooter reloaded and shot Jesse in the head. I believe that he was put on this earth to save those lives, and I'm very proud of him for his actions. But his purpose goes on.
Yes.
In the message that he left on our kitchen chalkboard that I found shortly after he died. He'd actually written it, obviously, before he died at some point, shortly before he died. And those words are nurturing, healing, love. And they're phonetically spelled. And, you know, in little six-year-old handwriting.
Yeah.
But the meaning was vibrantly clear to me when I saw them, that it was a kind of a spiritual knowing,
mm-hmm.
that his time was coming to an end, and it was a message of comfort for his family and friends, but it was also a message of inspiration to the world. Those three words are in the definition of compassion across all cultures, so it really is a prophetic message, and it's one that I feel like he passed the torch on to me.
Yes.
And basically said to me, listen, this is where we need to move in our world, and I would like for you to spend the rest of your life spreading my message of nurturing, healing, love. And I feel so privileged and honored to be able to do that.
It's time for us to take a break now, but there's so much more for us to talk about with what happened for you that led to knowing that you needed to spread that message and then what's come out of that. But we are going to take a break now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Scarlett will talk some more about what's come out of this tragedy at Sandy Hook for her and really for the rest of the world. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a full-filled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Scarlett Lewis, who is the author of Nurturing Healing Love, A Mother's Journey of Hope and Forgiveness. And before we talk more about Scarlett's story, Scarlett, I would love for you to share with people how they can find you, how they can find the foundation, and how they can find the book.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Laura. You can go to our website, which is www.jessielewis, which is J-E-S-S-E-L-E-W-I-S, choose love, all one word, .org. And the book is available in bookstores. It's available on hayhouse.com as well as amazon.com.
So lots of ways that you can find out more about what's going on with the Choose Love Foundation as well as get the book yourself.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I really am, I'm admiring all of this, but one of the things that really struck me was that you have forgiven Adam, who was the shooter in this situation. And I know that I personally believe that that's really the only thing that we can do. And I also know that if I were you, it would be very difficult to do. So can you say a little bit about what happened with that for you?
You know, I chose very early on to forgive Adam, knowing that if I didn't, I would be going down the same path of hatred and revenge as he had gone down himself. JT, who is my older son, who was 12 at the time, he and I had an incredible experience. We were able to live Skype with orphan genocide survivors from Rwanda who wanted to reach out to JT because they had heard what had happened in Sandy Hook. They wanted to share their own stories to let him know that he would be okay and that he would find joy and how they managed to survive their own tragedy. And they told us basically that it was through gratitude, feeling grateful for the little that they had, by the way, because, you know, in most cases, all their families were murdered. They had no homes. They were burned down. No food, no friends. They had very little, but it was starting to feel grateful for the very little that they had that started their healing process. And then they knew that they had to make the choice to forgive, because if they didn't forgive, they would be filled with rage and anger themselves in their life and be unable to feel joy. And then it was the compassion that they received that they were very grateful for, and starting to be to look outside their own pain and be in service to others. So basically, they kind of gave us this healing equation. And JT and I sat down afterwards, and, you know, we realized we needed to forgive as well. And using the Rwandans as perspective, we knew that if they could forgive in their situation, then we could certainly forgive in ours. And that really started us on our healing process.
And I love that you say that it started you on the healing process, because a lot of us, I think about forgiveness as being kind of the last step, where really it's the first step. We have to be able to let go of the anger and resentment we feel towards whoever has wronged us in order to do that healing.
You know, I feel strongly that it's probably the most important step in healing. And one of the things that I've found is that initially it is a choice that you make to forgive that person, to cut the cord to the pain that you have associated with that person, not condoning what they did, but cutting the cord to pain. But it starts with a choice, but then it becomes a process where sometimes you have to do it over and over again. And it's funny, because I remember when I was little and in Bible study, and they talked about how Jesus said, forgive 7 times 77. And I literally remember doing the math and thinking, okay, so if I forgive 7 times 77, whatever that is, I'll be good. And what I've come to realize is that he quite possibly meant per transgression.
Yeah.
You have to forgive 7 times 77, because it's something that I do quite often.
Yes.
Quite often I find myself getting angry, even murderous thoughts, I'm not embarrassed to say. And I take a step back, because they don't feel good. And it's not a positive thing for JT. It's not a positive thing for me. It's not positive for my foundation. I take a step back. I take a deep breath. And I choose to forgive again. And I start to feel relief. And that feels good.
And, you know, it's really the word choose is so important in your message, because in this case, we're talking about choosing forgiveness. But the name of the foundation is Choose Love. And I'd love for you to tell a little bit of the story about where that idea came from for you.
Well, shortly after the shooting, I was sitting down. I remember thinking, how could something like this happen? And I thought that it started with an angry thought at some point in Adam Lanza's head. Adam Lanza is the shooter. I didn't know when that angry thought started, but I pictured him as a little boy having an angry thought, not having the tools or a loving environment to help him deal with that. And so this angry thought just festered, and then attempting to feel relief from the anger, which sometimes we do, he blamed someone for it.
Right.
He blamed someone for that emotion. I don't know if it was his teachers, his classmates, his parents, but as soon as he blamed someone for what he was feeling, he became a victim. And victims are powerless. They've given all their power away to the person that they've blamed. And so becoming a victim now, he's a victim, powerless to change this anger, and I believe prolonged victimization leads to rage. I believe that rage is what fills our prison systems and leads to acts of violence like this. So I came to this conclusion before Jesse's funeral, because I was able to stand up at Jesse's funeral and address the crowd. And I said, you know, everybody's been asking me, what can I do? And And I said, there is something that you can do for us. And I explained how I thought that the tragedy started with an angry thought initially. And I asked everyone that day to please consciously change an angry thought into a loving one. Because I explained it is a choice for the vast majority of us, and we can do that. And so, you know, the response I received from that was incredible, because I think the majority of us don't think about what we think about.
Right.
And we all in general have 60,000 thoughts that go through our head every day. And a lot of them are the same thoughts we had yesterday or a year ago or 5 years ago. And these thoughts don't serve us. And once you start realizing and being aware of your thoughts, and I know I did this, I realized how many of them are angry thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And genuinely not productive in any way to anyone. And so, and we can change those thoughts once we become aware of them. And the beauty of this message is that once you really do become aware of your thoughts, you can never go back to not being mindful of them. You know, you become aware and you want to cultivate that garden, which is all your thoughts, and you want to pull out the angry thoughts, and you want to fertilize those beautiful, loving thoughts, because those are what makes us feel good.
So, I mean, right now, today, anyone listening has the power to say, okay, today I'm going to take that challenge and change one angry thought today to a loving thought.
You know, we're so powerful as individuals, and I think that we're bombarded with all this negativity everywhere. I mean, in movies and in the news and on the radio and at work and at home. And I think that we get overwhelmed and we feel powerless. But in actuality, I believe inside each one of us, we have the power to change the world. And I believe that that begins by consciously changing an angry thought into a loving thought. Because if you try it and do it, you'll find it will positively impact those around you.
Yes.
And I believe through the ripple effect will positively influence the world and make it a more peaceful place.
And I totally agree with that. I think it's great to really shine the spotlight on the power that we do have to make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
So it's time for us to take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, we're going to give away a free copy of both of Scarlett's books to the first caller, so be sure and stay tuned for that. We're going to be right back.
And I wait without you, with or without you, with or
tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
My hands are tied.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Scarlett Lewis, the author of Nurturing Healing Love, A Mother's Journey of Hope and Forgiveness. And before we continue the conversation with Scarlett, I do want to acknowledge we had a caller who had a great quote on forgiveness. And Benny, I know you looked it up. And who was the caller, first of all?
It was Carol from Manchester, so we appreciate the call. And she had a wonderful comment and a quote that she would like to share with us. And I went ahead and got the quote. It's from Mark Twain, and it's forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet, of course, on the heel that crushed it. Beautiful
yes.
quote.
Thank you, Carol. Mm-hmm. I appreciate so much you sharing
One of my
that.
Personal favorites.
Yay, Scarlett, thank you. Yeah. And now we are going to give away Scarlett's books, and we will give both books to the first caller. And the first book is Nurturing Healing Love. And then, Scarlett, you also wrote a children's book, 2009, was it?
Yeah, I started it actually way before then, right after JP was born. So, you know, 13 years ago. But it's called Rose's Soul, and it's about the five most important life lessons that a mother horse teaches her foal or baby horse that was born on my farm. It's illustrated with photographs that I've taken. And it has kind of a prophetic lesson, the fifth lesson at the end, which is why people really started becoming aware of it. The last lesson is that even though the mother told the foal that they wouldn't always live on the same farm, that their love would transcend distance and time forever and always. And I ended it, love never ends. And I think people pick that up as being kind of prophetic.
Yes.
Of course, I was talking about kids going away to college.
Right.
But, you know, it could also be associated with death.
And,
well.
Yes, because it is true. Love never ends, no matter what
Absolutely.
The circumstances. So if Absolutely. You want a free copy of Scarlett's two books, first caller at 800-930-2819. And that's 800-930-2819 if you want Scarlett's books. So Scarlett, one of the things that we just touched upon, but I'd like for you to say more about is the foundation that, or I don't know if it was a foundation, that JT started around the Rwanda orphans.
Right. So shortly after that Skype opportunity that we had, actually it was that night, JT was writing in a journal, and I said, what are you writing? And he said, those children reached out to me in love, and I am going to reach back out to them. And I'm going to raise money to send them to college. And this is an idea that he came up with on his own. And the next day, he went into school. He wrote a speech. She gave it to 100 people about the history of the genocide. And within 2 months, he was able to Skype back to that same group and tell them that he had raised enough money to send one of them to college for a year, plus an additional $400 to help with their part of the family expenses. And it's been really incredibly powerful and miraculous for me to see JT, a 12-year-old at the time, healing himself. He has not been to therapists or not taking medication, healing himself through being in service to others.
Yes.
It's really so powerful, and it just shows just the power of compassion in our lives.
Yes, compassion. I mean, I was just thinking about that word because I went on Saturday and did an introductory course on nonviolent communication, which is also called compassionate communication. So compassion has really been in my mind, and really love is all about compassion, not only for others, but for ourselves, and really starting with having compassion for ourselves and what we need to do to feel good, which leads right back to, you know, choosing a loving thought over an angry thought.
It really does. And the true meaning of compassion has two components. The first one is the empathetic component, or feeling another person's pain. And some people stop at that. And you know what? That's really kind of painful for the self. If you just go out and feel other people's pain, that's painful.
Yes.
But if you go through the true meaning of compassion, which is actually how the world responded to the Sandy Hook Elementary School tragedy, which is feeling another person's pain, but then doing something to help ease that pain. The second component of compassion is an action component. And it's when you do something to help ease that pain actively that you get all of the love that you've given out back and more. And that's the really feel-good component of compassion. And I think that that's what JT learned with being in service to others.
Right. And that really kind of just folds into you then starting the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation, because what you're wanting to do is to really make a shift from, you know, a very young age, so that we're creating a new world with our children. So I would love for you to say a little bit about what the mission of the foundation is and where things are at with it.
Sure. Yeah. So when I was thinking about what caused the shooting, which I felt was anger in our society, I thought, what can I personally do to make sure that something like this never happens again? And I thought it was going out and giving people this awareness that they can change an angry thought into a loving thought. And that would be kids, that would be teachers, that would be adults, that would be everyone. So I started the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation, really to spread Jesse's message of nurturing, healing love throughout the world, which we've been actively doing for the last year and couple months. We are developing programs for schools. We're developing a prison program. We're in the process of getting funding for a video library that will be accessible by anyone, where they can go and they can access videos talking about gratitude, talking about forgiveness, talking about compassion and service to others, and other things regarding mindfulness and awareness. So that they can learn that, and it's actually just been so incredibly healing for me, and it is non-controversial. Everybody agrees that we all need nurturing, healing love.
Absolutely. And you know what I love is that once you got on this path, which actually happened pretty quickly after the shooting, then there were all these synchronicities that came together to support you doing this work around, you know, it's like the introduction to President Obama's sister who does something that's kind of similar, which led to talking to the Dalai Lama. One of the people that was helping with your healing was a Hay House author who then you got connected with Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay. And it's just, to me, it's been miraculous and really affirming that this is really the path you're meant to be on.
When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it is amazing how God and the universe just comes together. I tell the people that contact me, I'll call my mom and I'll say, you know, I just spoke with Bruce Lipton, you know, who
yes.
we both just love. And she'll go, oh, good job, Jesse. You know, or, you know, some of my favorite authors that I've been on radio shows with. And it's just everything is coming together. I think about the people in my life now, and they're all brand new since December 14th, and they're all so supportive and loving, and then some, of course, old and cherished friends that are also helping, and really the reason that the foundation has its roots, and it's just all beautiful. It's that incredible dichotomy. I mean, we're creating something that I fully believe is going to change the world for the better.
Yes.
But, you know, at the same time, of course, I always have in the back of my mind, it's because my precious little boy was murdered.
Yeah. 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 And it's to your credit and really to everyone involved's credit that you can hold those two things simultaneously.
You know, people will make comments, oh, you're so strong, you're so brave to be out there and doing that. But you know what? It's really the only way that I know how to survive this tragedy and survive it well. Early on, right after it happened, I thought, you know, Adam did murder Jesse, but he did not kill JT and he did not
yes.
kill myself. And we are going to live. And we're going to live well, and we're going to feel joy, and we're going to use this experience to make the world a better place.
And I think that this is the perfect note for us to really wrap things up, that you can take really this unspeakable tragedy and use it to make the world a better place. And before we say goodbye, Scarlett, I would love for you to once again share how people can find the foundation, how they can find the books, and how they can get involved if they want to.
Yes, thank you so much, Laura. Again, they can go on our website, which is www.jessielewis, that's JESSELEWIS, ChooseLove.org. They can feel free to also go on JP's website, which is www.newtownhelpsrwanda.org, and they can get in touch with both of us. And, you know, starting right now to help, you can actively change an angry thought into a loving thought every day and then feel how that feels and notice how people react around you. And you're doing your part in making this place a better and more peaceful world.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Scarlett. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I think that there's lots of value for people to take away here.
Thank you so much, Laura, for having me.
All right. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, giving yourself permission to not know. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Scarlett Lewis, the author of Nurturing Healing Love. And you can find out more about Scarlett and the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation at jessielewischooselove.org. Some other ways for you to get help with moving forward in life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. And each day we're posting information and conversations about getting unstuck and making your life better and happier. On Twitter, you can find me at Laura Longley SHO and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, at the beginning of the show, I was talking a little bit about giving myself permission to not know. And what happened is that I had a session with my body talk practitioner, who you've probably heard me talk about in the past. And very early in the session, she asked me, what do you want to give yourself permission for? And as I said earlier in the show, usually I really struggle with that. Oh, I don't know what I want to give myself permission for. But this time I knew immediately that I wanted to give myself permission to not know. And where that came from for me was that I've been feeling a lot of stress about trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life. Where am I going? What's my destination? So that I know what to do to get there. And I knew that it would just feel so liberating to not be worrying about that anymore. And the other piece of it for me too was that a few months ago, I had this realization that my needing to know can also be about trying to control. And this came up in a situation with my teenage son where some things were going on with him that I didn't know what was happening. And I realized in that situation that the reason I wanted to know what was happening was so that I could fix it. And I also realized it's really not my job to fix it. And so what happened as we continued the session, the body talk session, was we did a few of the normal things that we might normally do. And then Pavitra is my body talk practitioner's name. She said to me, okay, now I'm going to do this off-body process where she's not touching my body. And all you do is lay here with your eyes closed and just notice what's happening in your body. And that went on for a long time. I thought it might be like 5 minutes. And it was probably more like half an hour. And so when it was over, I said to her, so what was that about? And she says, I'm not going to tell you. And she said, I got a really clear message that I am not to tell you what this is about. You don't need to know. So it was really reinforcing that I don't need to know. And she went on to say, you know, you have this idea that you need to fix things and there is nothing that needs to be fixed. Everything is fine as it is. You don't need to fix anything. And so I took away that thought and other things started coming up in my life. So this was just on Thursday, which was what, 4 days ago. But even over the weekend, things kept coming up in my life that were reinforcing that for me. And one of the things was, on Saturday night, a little before nine, I was just watching TV. I started hearing this noise in my apartment and I go into my bathroom and there is water coming out of the ceiling fan. And I'm like, oh, great. Isn't this lovely? So I call up the maintenance person and, you know, it's a big, involved, long story. But ultimately it got fixed, but not till the next morning. And then last night, so then the following evening, Sunday evening, I'm already in bed and I hear these water noises and I'm like, oh my God, what is that? And I get up and it was actually in the kitchen. And what had happened was that the apartment that backs on mine, their kitchen backs up to my kitchen. They had put something in their garbage disposal that blocked the plumbing and it had totally overflowed into my kitchen. So I don't know about you, but when I have two things in a row that are kind of similar happened, I started looking at what is that about. And what I came to with this was that I didn't need to know what caused those things. I did not need to know how to fix them. All I needed to know was who to call to help me. And so I'm trying to apply that in my life in a bigger picture way, which is that I don't need to fix these things. I just need to know who can help me. So that was part of the reinforcement that I got. And, you know, I think that it can be difficult for any of us to let go of needing to know because we get this message in our culture that information is power, that the way that we are in charge, the way that we control is by having information. And what I've really discovered just in these few days that I've really been embracing letting go of needing to know is that I'm much more in a place of being. I'm in a place of being in the present instead of trying to project out into the future of what do I need to do? Because as Pavitra said to me, I don't need to fix anything. It's all already perfect. And so I'm trying to be in that place of, you know, I just need to know what is the next step that I need to take. And it's been really hard for me, even though you've heard me espouse it many times on this show, that we don't need to know the entire path. I've really struggled with not knowing the entire path. And the one little piece that I would say is kind of like a, what's the word I want, where this doesn't apply is, you know, there's a difference between wanting to know something in order to learn and wanting to know in order to control. So for me, finding that distinction about whether do I want to know this because I'm learning or do I want to know this because I'm trying to fix something or control something? So here are some things for you to consider if you think that you have an issue like I do around needing to know when you don't really need to know. And so these are just a few like exercises that you can do that will help you reflect on what role this plays in your life. So think about if you feel stressed when you don't have the information that you think you need. You know, just consider that. And, you know, if you do, then are you trying in some way to control or fix that situation? And think about that. You might try doing a little mini meditation where you feel what it would be like to let go of needing to know, whether that's needing to know the answer, needing to know what's happening, and just see what it feels like to let go. And, you know, think about what fears arise when you contemplate letting go of knowing. And are they things that you really need to be afraid of? Or are you just catastrophizing? And And last but not least, you know, take one situation where you're feeling the need to control or fix something and do an experiment where every time you find yourself obsessing about what to do about this thing, that instead you choose to let that thought go and give yourself permission to not know, to not know how to fix it, to not know what's happening, and just see what that feels like. See what happens when you do that. I want to thank my guest today, Scarlett Lewis, for sharing her pain and the wonderful foundation and learning that has come out of that, that is contributing to peace and compassion throughout the world. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com everywhere. Have a peaceful and joyful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND.
visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.